بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسيد أشعار بعارف بالله التي أقدس حضرت معنا شاحكي محمد أختصار نور الله وقدره فتاة الإيد كل الثاني طيبة ثم سرور عودة عجمك بيابا
Oh,
سے میں منصور ہوں گا ہر
Al-Madinah was called Al-Madinah, the city. Because that's the only place in the world that deserves to be called a city. Every other place in the world doesn't deserve to be called a city. Therefore it was called the city. No other city in the world exists. Like the Arabs would refer to everyone else as dumb, ajam. They can't speak. They would say, we are Arab, we can articulate our messages through the Arabic language. The rest of the world are ajam. They are, when we would literally translate ajam, it would mean they are dumb people. People who can't speak. They can speak, but their language is not worthy of being called a language. In a similar manner, any town, any city other than Medina Munawwara is not worthy of being called a city. Medina Munawwara is worthy of being called a city. So all the non-Arab lands, as it refers to them here, he says, this is a desert. So he's saying that one day I will run away from the desert of the non-Arab lands. And I will enjoy myself, I will please my heart in the gardens of Medina Medina. And when I will see the green dome above the, which is above the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I will go into a trance, I'll be intoxicated in love. Not with wine of this world, but with one wine which will come from Allah directly into my heart. And that love will intoxicate me. On some occasions I will be full of nur, I will be an embodiment of nur. On other occasions I will feel like I am the Mount of Qur. On the Mount of Qur, Allah's special tajalli manifestation came down. And here when I will enter into Medina Munawwara because of the tajalliyat and the manifestations of Allah which are pouring down upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will also sometimes be so lucky that I will receive those manifestations. Whenever we want to benefit from the Nur, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid, he explains to us, when we go to Medina Munawwara, and even if we are sitting far away, then we can imagine that there is a waterfall of Nur which is coming down upon the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Nur is pouring down, no waterfall in the world can compare to this waterfall. When we are nearby, we are also receiving the splash back to the Nur. When we are far away, but we are inciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are also receiving the splash back, the splash back of the waterfall. Whenever we are following Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are receiving these flashbacks. And the benefits of it are innumerable and something we cannot imagine. But it is all what is just flashing from there, from his blessed heart. And we are so lucky and so fortunate to receive it. The only condition is, if a person goes to the biggest waterfalls in the world, the Niagara Falls or the Victoria Falls, as Marana explained, if we put a jacket on and we put a raincoat on, then no water will splash onto our bodies. Similarly, if we go to Medina Munawwara, but we have our jacket of sin all over our bodies, nothing is going to hit us. Our sin will block every kind of nur which was going to splash that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of tawbah. So Hazrat says, I will regret over the sins I have committed, and I am hoping that by the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the request we make when we go to Medina Munawwara, O Rasul of Allah, please intercede for me in the day of Qiyamah. I hope that through this intercession I will be forgiven. Actually, one of the a'mal of visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask Allah to forgive us and ask Allah's Rasul to make dua that Allah forgive us. And when these two things are combined, Allah says in Quran, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ. They will find Allah to be most forgiving, most merciful. And when the wind blows in Medina, then the beautiful sand of Medina Munawwara will rise up. And I hope that my body will be covered in the sand of Medina Munawwara. When the sand spreads everywhere, there is a sand storm. Then in all of the dust of the sand of Medina Munawwara, hopefully my body will be covered. What blessed sand and dust on which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has placed his mubarak feet. Hazrat Marana used to, Shafi Muhammad Asr Rahmatullah used to say, how wonderful in Medina Munawwara, when we look up into us at the moon, we can think once upon a time, my beloved Nabi was looking at the moon from the same direction. So he says, when I will recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his rawda, at his wonderful battle, then at that time my heart was filled with noor and my body was filled with noor. And the noor of Medina Munawwara's morning and evening will be such that my body and my heart will be filled with pleasure and ecstasy. I am so grateful to Allah for His kindness. In my heart I will never be deceived thinking I deserve to be here. We don't deserve to ever visit, but it is the Master's kindness that we are invited, and it is Allah's mercy that Allah allows us to visit. On every matter in my life, I will try to follow the road of Sunnah, and hopefully by the grace of Allah, I will be divinely assisted. Meaning we can't follow Sunnah ourselves. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is only Allah who can give us that tawfiq. He said that when I visit Uhud, and I remember the blood which was spilled out of loyalty to Islam, and I remember all of those shuhada who have spilled their blood, I take a lesson from this and I decide that I will remain steadfast on the commandments of Allah. For them it was their steadfastness meant that they had to give their lives. For us, our steadfastness in most cases is we have to give up some haram desires. And he says, when, and what a beautiful couplet towards them, he says, the day when I left my heart and my soul in Medina Munawwara, even though I had to depart, but in actual fact I never ever left Medina Munawwara. He said, and when I visit Quba and I perform Nafl Salah there, then on that occasion I will remember that this is one sunnah. But I will make an intention, I will practice upon every sunnah and fill my life with noor. May Allah bless you.